As you may recall, epiphytes are plants that are not rooted in soil for at least part of their life. Rather than invest energy in producing supporting tissues such as wood and stems, epiphytes use trees or other structures to get themselves up into the sunlight, much like vines. They may grow on top of other plants, on rocks, or even on rooftops and telephone wires. Epiphytes are not parasitic. They do not establish a connection with their host's tissues, and thus they do not directly harm the host. Indirectly, however, their effects are less clear. A potential advantage of having epiphytes is that they hold water and capture nutrients, including waste products from myriad canopy animals, leaf litter, and atmospheric dust. Some of these nutrients may become available for use by the host tree. In fact, some trees even sprout adventitious roots to tap into the aerial soil that masses of epiphytes generate. Nalini Nadkarni, one of the first epiphyte researchers, found mats of soil up to a foot thick draping the branches of epiphyte-laden trees. However, this also creates a disadvantage. Epiphytes and the debris they acquire are heavy and may increase the rate at which tree limbs break. Trees differ markedly in their epiphyte load, and researchers have found that this may be correlated with bark texture and chemistry. So, is the epiphyte relationship with its tree a mutualism, antagonism, or commensalism? Well, there's arguments either way.